Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Well, it's been a long time coming, but the University of Vermont men's soccer team is returning to the big dance on the big pitch, playing in the NCAA Division I tournament playoffs for the first time since 2007. The Catamounts punched their ticket to Beantown, where they will take on the Boston College Eagles today in round one after clinching the America East Conference Championship with a win over Binghamton last week. And joining us now to talk about this landmark season for the Catamounts is our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. Great to be with you again, Andy.
Good to see you again, Mitch.
So the Catamounts beat the Binghamton Bearcats 1-0 last week to win the conference title, but that win was in some ways anticlimactic compared to the team they beat in the semifinals to get there. Why was defeating the UMBC Retrievers for the second time this season, by the way, but especially in the playoffs, such a big deal for the Catamounts?
Well, Maryland Baltimore County has been the standard bearer for the America East Conference in recent years, so much to the point where last year the Retrievers advanced all the way to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament, posting four consecutive shutouts en route. So they were the team with the target on its back and the standard to match. Vermont defeated them 3-0 during the regular season, ending a 27-game conference winning streak, then came back in the semifinals of the conference tournament and edged them 2-1 in overtime. So it was part of a 6-1-2 ending stretch for the Catamounts that has seen them playing their best soccer of the season.
Now, soccer, of course, is such a team sport. You need contributions from every position to be successful. But the Cats do seem to be leaning heavily this season on one player in particular who's having such a great year. How significant has Brian Wright been to the Catamount's success?
He is slowly but surely becoming one of the hallmark players in the program's history. He had 10 goals this season. He had the lone goal against Binghamton, a beautiful shot in the first half that gave him 27 career goals and actually edged him past his coach, Jesse Cormier, into fifth place on the career scoring list. He's a skilled player with speed. He can break away. And just as finishing his plays this year, where in past seasons he may have had a little trouble capitalizing on opportunities, this time he's putting it in the back of the net.
And what year is he in?
He's a junior from Ontario.
What about Coach Jesse Cormier? What's his approach been to keeping this team focused and consistent all season long?
Well, Coach Cormier is a former standout player for the Catamounts in the early 1990s under Ron McEachin. He went out and coached at Oregon State before coming back in 2003 to take over the UVM program. And it's been a back-and-forth procedure and process for the Cats under Cormier. They did reach the NCAA tournament in 2007, but it's been a bit of a stretch since then. The America East Conference has gotten much better. It had 5-10 win teams this season, and the parity is very, very strong. But Cormier saw at the end of last season what he thought were the right elements for this season to come together. It was in a 3-1 loss to UMBC in last year's tournament that he said, you know, if we just take the right steps this next year, we can be the team that comes out of the conference. And that's what they've done. It was a slow start. They began 0-3-1 against a tough schedule and then had a tough patch right in the middle where they lost to Dartmouth 2-1, giving up two goals in the last 2 minutes. They were sitting at 500 midseason, but then they hit stride. And Brian Wright and his fellow forward, Bernard Yeboah, have been the catalysts on the offense.
Yeah, Yeboah had a big goal against UMBC, I believe, too.
Yes, in the overtime. He was the one that got the clincher.
Now, what kind of a challenge does UVM face today in Boston College? I have to imagine that despite the team's name, the Cats are going in as underdogs against the Eagles.
Very much so. Boston College is now a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference, which is hands down the deepest and most talented soccer conference in the country. They qualified 7 schools for the 48-team NCAA field. And while BC's record is only 9-7, they are 5-3 against teams in the tournament, including a recent win over highly seeded Syracuse. So it's going to be all hands on deck for Vermont. And a key to them will be goaltender Greg Walton, who is a transfer from Division III Eastern Connecticut, who's just very quietly become a rock between the posts for Vermont. He had two sensational saves early in the match against Binghamton when the game could have gone out of control in the other direction that kept the Cats level and gave them an opportunity to win.
Obviously, the Catamounts want to win today, but I would imagine they would consider this a successful season, even if they don't.
I would say so. They were under 500 last year, Mitch, 8-9-3. This year, 11-6-3. As I said, they're playing very, very good soccer. They're going to have a strong nucleus returning next year, including Wright, Walton, and Yeboah. And so, obviously, they want to win like they did in 2007. They won an opening round match on penalty kicks against Dartmouth. And they can beat BC, but it's going to take a max effort today.
You know, and it's also been a struggle in the early going for the UVM men in hockey. The basketball team dropped its first couple of games to start the season. Has the soccer team's success translated into more fan attention, especially with these other teams' struggles and what have, you know, traditionally been more popular sports to watch?
Yes. There are listeners out there who will remember the halcyon days of the program back in the 80s and 90s with Kevin Wiley and Jim St. Ange and Roberto Beale when they would attract 3,000, 4,000 to matches at Centennial Field. Well, they drew just under 2,000 for the Binghamton match at Virtue Field, which was a record crowd. And earlier in the week when the team gathered on campus to watch the selection show, there were coaches and other members from UVM teams who came in to witness and experience that too and say, hey, we want to be sitting here in this situation sometime soon.
And we'll have to see what happens in the first round against BC. Thank you so much, Andy Gardner, our sports correspondent, for giving us this preview and this recap of a pretty great season for the Catamounts.
My pleasure, Mitch.